And we've got a dazzling cast of oldies today, but we're missing one great oldie, the great Barry Cryer, who died age 86 this year, and was a tremendous friend to the oldie, and told jokes at these gatherings, and still, after his death, accounts for a quarter of all oldie traffic on our website with our weekly joke. And I can give you a sneak glimpse of this week's weekly joke from Baz, which was about the sad day that Picasso was burgled. And he did a drawing of the burglars. The police arrested a horse and two sardines. I'm here to introduce our maitre d', the master of ceremonies today. At Oxford, he was called Lord High Everything Else. But that was before he became an MP, a broadcaster, and a prolific, successful writer. But much more important than that, he's a tremendous friend to the oldie and writes a marvellous column for the oldie, Giles Barrett.
Thank you so much, Harry. Welcome, everybody. I'm quite accustomed to hosting award ceremonies. As many of you will know, every year I host the British Funeral Directors Awards, which is a livelier event than you might imagine. But today we do it slightly differently. If you get, when you get your trophy, if you want to say a few words, please do, and then return to your seat. At the Funeral Directors Awards, we give you a trophy, and you're then expected to back slowly to the rear of the stage where the curtains part and you disappear. I'm so pleased to be here and to be in fine physical form because I recently fell over. This is something that can happen to people of a certain age. I've done it three times, three successive years. I've fallen over. Just walking down the street, I tripped over my big fat feet. But this happened in Anstruther, which is in Scotland. And it was early evening. I fell forward, and I hit a wall as I fell. And I was in some pain. And I looked across, when I was lying on the ground, I looked across at my wife, because she had fallen too. I knocked her over. And we gazed bleakly at one another, and I could not move. But happily, people, passers-by in their cars, stopped and got out and said, you know, in Scottish, that we were a mile away from the hospital at Kirkcaldy. But it was only, you know, well, actually it was an hour away, not a mile away. And they wished us luck. And one person, very sweet, I was lying down on the ground, said, would they mind if I had a selfie? this is the world we now live in. And we then phoned, I wanted to phone 999, but Michelle said, we are English, I think 111. So we phoned 111, and the voice said, I tried to resist doing, oh, Janet, I didn't do any Dr. Snoddy stuff down the phone. The voice said, we'll be with you in 2.5 minutes. I said, what, 2.5 minutes? You've not been reading the Daily Mail, it must be 2.5 weeks, 2.5 hours, 2.5 minutes. And sure enough, the ambulance appeared within about 5 minutes. And two strapping young paramedics in gorgeous yellow dungarees emerged. And they could see I was in pain, and they administered almost immediately gas and air. I have to tell you, I'm ready now to have a baby. Then they gave me, which was something called liquid morphine, which is, you'll discover as the awards go on and on, and so on. It's huge fun. Anyway, the point is, if you are going to break a limb, do it in Scotland, because NHS Fife is ace. And within hours, I was seen, patched up. In fact, they just gave me a sling. I'd broken my humerus, not funny, in two places. And I was sent back to London. They said, go and see your specialist. I did. He told me how marvelously my arm had mended, how the sling was perfect, how I was in actually ace shape, sent me home, and then sent me a bill for £1,200. So NHS Fife is what I recommend. Thrilled to be here. If you don't know who I am, my name is Giles. I appear on television doing what is now called old codgers work. There is hope for us all. A lot of old codgers are now required. I keep a landline. My grandchildren don't even know what a landline is. I keep it just in case, you know, Barry Cryer calls. or Nicholas Parsons calls, or my mother calls. Nobody calls, but the landline is still there. It's a Bakelite, avocado, colour, matches the B-Day, marvellous. No one calls, but I do still get offered work, and I was offered work on my mobile phone. Only last week I was invited to take part in a new series being made by Channel 5 entitled The Real Marigold B&B in Prestatyn. And this is going to involve me and a number of other old codgers, two of which are in this room at the moment, going on a hiking and biking holiday to North Wales. And because it's Channel 5, they want to sex it up a bit, and we won't be going as a party, we've only been divided into couples. The Queen was an exemplar of goodness, a lifetime of duty, service, consistency, compassion, understanding, good humour, grace, just delivering the goods all our lifetime. He was a good person. And in a dark, bad world, I felt all these people of all generations, all colours, all types were there, almost reaching out to touch her goodness. And the last time we saw the Queen with joy in our hearts, I think was at the time of her Platinum Jubilee, when on the Saturday night we watched that wonderful film of the Queen with Paddington Bear. And we thought, my goodness, this is charming. What a good actress she is. And at the time, I happened to be working with one of our great actresses, Dame Judy Dench, who phoned me the next day and said, did you see the Queen last night? Wasn't she marvellous? She was marvellous. This is a Queen who has had a secret Bond obsession all her life. If it isn't James Bond, it's Michael Bond. And indeed, when the Queen had her 90th birthday, there was a service at St. Paul's, and the Queen invited Michael Bond, because the Queen and Michael Bond were both born in the same year, 1926, the first year, incidentally, that Winnie the Pooh came into the public domain. Anyway, the Queen and Michael Bond, born in the same year, the Queen invited Michael Bond to write a story evoking 1926 and that generation, which another 96-year-old, also a previous Oldie of the Year award winner, David Attenborough, read. The Queen loved Paddington. She respected and admired Michael. He is buried, Michael Bond, the creator of Paddington Bear, who came to the world in 1956. The stories began in 1958. How is he eligible for an Oldie of the Year award? Well, like Her Majesty, he had two official birthdays, one on the 25th of June and the other on Christmas Day. So he's twice as old as you think he is. So he is eligible for this award.